Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Department of Homeland Security says there is a heightened threat of attack in the U.S. by domestic extremists in the coming months. NPR's Greg Myrie reports the DHS cites tensions from the 2020 presidential election.
Homeland Security isn't naming any group or any specific threat, but it says domestic extremists may feel emboldened by the tense election last November, the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and last week's presidential transition. Critics say the Trump administration paid little attention to far-right groups. The Biden administration has already called for an assessment of risks posed by domestic extremists.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. Thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C. The Securities and Exchange Commission is monitoring market volatility after the shock in video game retailer GameStop surged following encouragement from an online forum. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the GameStop trading frenzy raises questions about possible market manipulation stoked by online discussion groups.
More than 3 million people are part of the community Wall Street Bets on the site Reddit. That's where droves of amateur stock market traders combine their collective power to invest in stocks that, to some, are nostalgic. BlackBerry, the movie chain AMC, and the retailer GameStop. The idea was to pump up stocks that institutional investors thought would drop. It sent Wall Street into a frenzy. Mark Adesso is a securities lawyer.
Everyone being at home and day trading because of COVID. And then, you know, these sites being largely unregulated, I can see that confluence turning into something that will become a regulatory focus.
Adesso says the question now is whether the massive trades amount to market manipulation. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
President Biden Wednesday signed a number of executive actions to combat climate change, including one halting oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. The moratorium, though, does not apply to areas administered by tribal nations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr has more.
The administration issued the clarification after the chairman of the Ute Indian tribe called the moratorium a direct attack on tribal sovereignty. Stephen Fasthorse of the Northern Arapaho Business Council says tribes have a lot at stake.
Something like that would impact all of us oil and gas tribes pretty bad. It would cripple us.
He says oil and gas revenue pays for social services on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming. And unlike state and local governments, his tribe doesn't have a tax base to fall back on. The issue is thornier for indigenous climate activists who would like to see tribes divest from the fossil fuel industry. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Marr in Albuquerque.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. The Dow futures contract up slightly. You're listening to NPR News. The first boat has crossed the finish line in the solo Around the World Vendée Globe sailing race. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the grueling competition is known as the Mount Everest of sailing.
French skipper Charlie Dalin completed the Vendée Globe in 80 days, 6 hours, 15 minutes, and 47 seconds. Fans screamed his name and cameras snapped as Dalin took his first steps on land in 2.5 months. This year's Vendée Globe is the most competitive in the race's 30-year history. 9 of the remaining 24 boats still to finish the race are within 600 miles of each other. Dalin may have crossed the finish line first, but it doesn't guarantee he'll win. 3 other skippers close behind have time bonuses after rescuing a sailor whose boat was snapped in two by giant waves. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And now Frenchman Yannick Bestaven has been declared the winner of the Vendée Globe solo round-the-world sailing race after rescuing a capsized rival and more than 80 days alone at sea. Kansas will shut down its unemployment processing system over the weekend because of thousands of fraudulent claims. New anti-fraud protections will be installed. This after Republican lawmakers said a surge in claims is a signal that many could be fake. The state's Democratic governor agreed and says the unemployment system will go down from Saturday through Tuesday. That means no benefits will be paid during that time. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.